four needs are the economic, the social, the psychological, and the spiritual. The economic, in other words, can people survive? Can they prosper? And are economic rewards shared fairly and so forth? The social, how are people treated? Psychological, how are people used? How are they developed, see? And the spiritual is what kind of contribution or service that benefits society, that serves real, legitimate human needs? And does the organization have integrity? Does it attempt to walk its talk? And I looked at that and I said, that is impressive. Does this deal with all stakeholders? Or is it focused only upon, say, customers? Or only upon making money for owners? Or only upon employees? Or maybe only those three, and then not suppliers? Well, that mission statement was very comprehensive. It dealt with all four needs of all stakeholders. So I immediately commended him. I said, that is impressive. Just about two paragraphs long. Now, their motto was uncompromising personalized service. That's easy. It's simple. It embodies, see, so much. But this mission statement was very comprehensive, very well written. But I've seen many such mission statements over the years. Many of them are on walls and placards, and many of them are used for PR purposes. They're just a bunch of platitudes that don't really carry all that meaning. And most people just kind of ignore it. Sometimes they even kind of ridicule them because there's so much hypocrisy inside the organization that obviously is some cosmetic PR statement. That's not what we are at all or what we're even trying to be, see? And they know it. And cynicism is thick. So I asked the key question, how was this mission statement developed? Because the process of developing a mission statement is really as important as the content, as the substance. Everybody must buy into it, and you get no commitment without involvement. You get no buy-in unless people are in some way involved, or if they're not involved, they're socialized into it by the culture, by the norms. See? They see it happening. And they're trained into it. And they're given reasons. And it's shown to them before they come to say, this is what we are about. These are the principles we operate on. Are you prepared? Think about it. Take time. We like you. We're impressed with you. Think about it. Discuss it with your family, with your associates. See if you are prepared before you come on board to live by this. This is the Constitution. This is the supreme law of the land. This governs everything, everybody. See? It even governs the style of the top people. Everything else is subordinated to it. This is not just a mission statement. It is a constitution. You teach them, see? But that has to come often out of a constitutional convention, sometimes out of small revolutionary wars that precede constitutional conventions so that people can thrash it out. So I asked him, how was this developed? He said, well, I did have some part in this one, but do you want to see the mission statement for this property? I said, you have a different mission statement than the corporate one? He said, yeah. It's in harmony with this, but these people developed it. What people? Everybody. You actually involved housekeepers, waitresses, secretaries, writing that? He said, that is the heart of it. If they're not involved, they don't buy into it. I said, what about the people at the front desk? Let me tell you how I was greeted. I mean, it just kind of blew me away to see how purpose-driven that person was. He said, everyone's treated that way. Do you want to see their mission statement? I said, they have a mission statement in the front desk? He said, you want to see it? He brings it out. I said, I guess that was developed by all the people that worked there. Everybody developed that one. If they didn't, then they get trained in it, see, so that they buy into it. They understand the reason. They self-select themselves out if they're not prepared when they get the job. Every level, every department had a mission statement. Many of this department's mission statements dealt with internal customers, internal guests.